Big Fatty likes to do clips of other people's shows on his show,
Right.
and once you're on his show, you know you're internet famous. So
I don't have to do that ice cream and cups video. Yay. This would be a much easier way to go about it.
oh God, my mind. I need bleach. Oh Lordy, Lordy.
No, I was going to talk about the kinds of ice cream I like and just eat a cup of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not as
What were you
bad.
thinking of?
Nothing,
Okay.
nothing, nothing.
Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh God, my mind. I need bleach.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1295 of the BFO for Monday, the 14th of January, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, we're gonna tell you about the weekend and about another restaurant. Big Freddy, I'm hungry already. Hello, ding dongers, Big Freddy. What the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are ding dongers. Big Freddy, it sounds vulgar. You are ding-dongers today because y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that old Seder 69 and his flame dame Cindy from over there at the Ariel Plano cast. Y'all, they were talking about being on Big Fatty's opening. Big Fatty, please! And, y'all, I specifically chose old Seder 69 to be on the beginning of today's little show, y'all, because of this. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta see y'all, old Seder, Big Fatty, rubbing in, old Seder. Y'all, today is his exiting of the birth canal, the 14th of January. And y'all, speaking of getting older, old Seder and Cindy, y'all, they are right. They are on the cusp. On the cusp of becoming octogenarians. And y'all, I don't know if this is the right definition or not, but y'all, the Satosphere is about to hit triple digits. Yes, Big Freddy, and y'all, they're about to put out episode number 100, and y'all, it should you know, since Seder's getting so elderly, y'all, he's having a lot of trouble doing things in a timely manner. So y'all, episode number 100 probably be out sometime around I don't know, Saint Patrick's Day or something like that. Yes, Big Freddy, and Big Freddy, along with that ice cream that Cindy was talking about, do you think there'll be Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I'm trying to think what's happened since I recorded on Thursday night. Y'all, got some nice comments, by the way, from different folks saying that they really enjoyed hearing Big Fatty's description of Restaurant Week and the different places that the one place that Big Fatty and Larry Clyde had gone. And y'all, we're just... I've got four more places to tell you about before Restaurant Week, which y'all really runs about 10 days. But more places to tell you about as it goes along. And y'all, I did put that link over there at the BFO. So if you want to go take a look at the menus and everything over there for Restaurant Week. But y'all are far right there. in the coal mine. I'm trying to think if anything exciting at all happened. I don't recall anything. Y'all, Friday evening, y'all, I didn't do a damn thing. It was just a sloth. I was just a sloth. Saturday morning, had a coal miner's breakfast, Big Fatty. And y'all, they had more people than they thought, show up. So y'all, I kind of waited around and then I had my breakfast afterwards, but y'all, I had some coffee here at the Fat Cave before I went over to the old coal miner's breakfast. Then I had more coffee there, and then had my breakfast later, and y'all got home later in the morning, and y'all, I kind of had the coffee stomach, and you know, that's not good. That's not good. No! No, Big Fatty, that's not good. Y'all, that is some ham solid that I made Sunday afternoon. So y'all, I got back from that, and y'all, I laid down and just took a nip a nap, and y'all, I felt much better when I awakened. Y'all, then I piddled around here at the Fat Cave. Saturday afternoon, then Saturday evening, y'all, Larry Klein and I went to the second place on our restaurant week. Y'all, it was called the Wentworth Grill. Yes, Big Freddy.
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is that Tom up there in the Chicago. Ooh, up there in the Chicago's. And, y'all, he just, you know, I don't know where he got the idea for that, that little jingle there, but y'all, he's very creative. I'm very creative that he was able to come up with that all by himself. We went to a place called the Wentworth Grill, and it is the restaurant located in the Renaissance Hotel here in Charleston. And quite frankly, I thought Larry Clive was gonna kind of be poopy about this one. It was just kind of like, you know, it's a hotel restaurant, you know. But y'all, we decided to give it a try, and let's just put it this way: we both our expectations surpassed. They were surpassed, and y'all. So anyway, y'all, this was a 3-course for $30 restaurant. Y'all, yeah, for your starters, you had a choice of an oyster chowder with a pumpernickel garlic crouton, or a frisée salad with cranberries, candied almonds, feta cheese, and a tangerine vinaigrette, or artichoke fritters with a local goat cheese stuffing. And y'all, Larry Clark, he had the frisée salad, and Big Fatty had the artichoke fritters. And y'all, quite frankly, the artichoke fritters, like, y'all, they came out about the size of each of them was a little bit smaller than a billiard ball, but y'all, they were big, and fried up nicely, and y'all, then they were drizzled with local honey, and I thought to myself, well, that sounds kind of odd, that you'd have this fried artichoke and goat cheese and then drizzled in honey. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. The honey made all the difference in the world. It was unbelievable, and y'all, they were absolutely delicious. There were two of them, y'all, it was a much larger appetizer than I expected. And Larry Cly had the frisée salad, solid, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. The tangerine vinaigrette was just, it was unbelievably good. And y'all, they were both big appetizers. And y'all, all of these selections are not on their regular menus, so we weren't quite sure of the value of them, but y'all, based on portion size, we got more than our money's worth, is all I've got to say. For our entrees, you had a choice of a free-range chicken breast with a pistachio. Ready pistachio crust and a parsnip potato puree, or the pork tenderloin with a apple cider brine and fontina polenta, or the scallop and shrimp risotto with roasted cauliflower and crispy pancetta, and or a sweet potato ravioli with brown butter, kale, and pecans. And y'all, Larry Clyde had the pork tenderloin, and I had the scallop and shrimp risotto. And y'all, they were both out of this world. Out of this world! And y'all, again, very generous portions of both of these entrees. And y'all, we were both, and we both sampled each other's, and just lovely. And then for dessert, you had a choice of a poached pear with warm rice pudding and a clementine puree, or a bourbon fried apple pie and maple ice cream, or a Nutella chocolate torte with caramel sea salt. Now, Larry Clyde had the bourbon fried apple pie with the maple ice cream. Y'all, I thought he was going to lick the dish. It was just embarrassing. And y'all, they make the chef makes the apple, not the apple, well, he makes apple pie too, but he makes the maple ice cream. And y'all, it had a candied, had candied chunks of bacon on top of it. Big Fatty! And y'all, Big Fatty had the Nutella chocolate torte with the caramel sea salt. Y'all, I thought I was going into a diabetic coma. It was the sweetest damn thing I have ever put in my mouth. But y'all, it was so good, and with that sea salt on it, it was so sweet, and yet then you'd get a punch of the sea salt in there, and y'all, just absolutely, absolutely delicious. Just delicious. And y'all, we both of us were just absolutely blown away with how delicious it all was. So anyway, and so we give it a yes, Big Winnie, for that. Now y'all, later tonight, Monday night, we are going to our third restaurant during Restaurant 10 Days, and y'all, this is going to be the three-course for $20 restaurant, and y'all, it's called the Queen Anne's Revenge. And y'all, if you want to go over and take a look at preview what the menu is gonna be, y'all just get on over there and take a look at it. And y'all, it just looks like it's gonna be an interesting choice as well. So anyway, y'all, we will have more of restaurant recommendation time throughout the week. Yes, Big Fatty. Now y'all, after that lovely by the way, y'all, I think Yokogen has just disappeared from the Twitty. I hadn't seen a peep out of him. Hadn't seen a peep out of him. Y'all, I'm going to tell you this also. I miss seeing Straight Bob's comments over there at the BFO. And y'all, if any of you are still having problems posting your comments over at the BFO, y'all just send Big Fatty an e-letter and say, Big Fatty, please post this from me. And y'all, I'll be happy to do it. Happy to do it! But anyway. Y'all, after that, went out to the for drinks with Granny and Miss Porter. Y'all, I did that after I watched the video that Faye Driver had put together. You may have seen it posted over there at the Twitty different folks at the at Pride 48 this past year. And y'all, I enjoyed every bit of it except for the last 10 seconds. The last 10 seconds, oh, dear, I gotta say, it was vulgar is what it was, Big Fatty. So, anyway, but went and had drinks with Granny and Miss Porter, and Granny's put on, you know, he's on a diet, and y'all, since the last time I had seen him at New Year's, y'all, he's put on 4 pounds. Big Granny, what kind of diet is that? Sounds like he's been going to restaurant week. But we had a good visit. Y'all, on Wednesday, Miss Borda is going to have a little minor surgery. He's having some sort of a hernia thing. And y'all, they're wanting Big Fatty to go out for the good fried chicken dinner on Tuesday night. And y'all, that is not a night that I had scheduled for restaurant week. So maybe we'll do that. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all got up and y'all, I went over to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, by the way, and y'all picked up some of that maple, the Mark Forest bacon. And y'all, I picked up a very expensive jar of pickles. But y'all, I want to tell you about these pickles. Big, fatty, lovely. Now, y'all, these pickles were right there at the olive bar at the Whole Foods. And y'all, they're called the Brooklyn Brine Company. And y'all, they had all kinds of different kinds and types and all. Big Fatty doesn't care for the sweet pickles. So, y'all, this one caught my eye. It's called Damn Spicy. Damn Spicy. And, y'all, they're pickled strips. And, y'all, I thought that I would just give them a try here on today's little show. Because, you know, the Saver 69, since it is his birthday, you know, he loves when people eat on their podcast. So I thought I'd do that. And just let you know how they are. Damn spices. Here we go, y'all. And Seda, this is just for you. Here we go. Mmm. Holy shit. Y'all, those are damn spicy. But, Mmm. But y'all, they're good. Woo! Y'all, they're hot as fire. Big Fatty! Y'all, let me just read you the ingredients here. The cucumbers, apple cider vinegar, water, sea salt, chili peppers, garlic, natural spices from dill, flowers, and mustard seeds, coriander, caraway, black peppercorns, and chili flakes. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. They really are damn spicy. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. So, Seda, I hope you enjoyed that special little treat just for your celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, you know, Seda, maybe Cindy can find you some maple ice cream and put some candied bacon on top of it, because I know you like the bacon as much as Big Fatty does. Y'all, you know, I told you last Thursday about following Paul Lynn, oh my goodness, on the 20. And y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea that last Thursday was the anniversary of his date of death. Y'all, and oh, dang, I see. And y'all, how appropriate that we talk about the date of death on the Seder's birthday. Because, you know, y'all, he's just another day closer to death. Ready? But y'all, Paul Lynn has been, as of last Thursday, had been dead for 31 years. Y'all, I absolutely could not believe that Paul Lynn died in 1982. So, and y'all, to Big Fatty, that doesn't sound that old, but anyway. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely week. And Seda 69, is there any, how do you react to me eating the pickles?
Oh, God, my mind. I need bleach.
Oh, no, the pickles don't need any bleach at all.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.